This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We're talking about the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative and other wetland programs available through the Natural Resources Conservation Service to safeguard playas and rainwater basins, thereby recharging groundwater.
My great-grandfather homesteaded it back in the 1870s, and it originally had a wetland in it, and my great-grandfather left another 20 acres or so with it, and that was his pasture.
By the time Jerry's father cared for the land, it's the 1970s, and he'd just gotten out of cattle.
About 1976, my dad decided he wanted to develop it and put a pivot on it. So my dad and the contractor came up with an idea of putting a couple of big reuse pits down in a low part of the wetland so dad could pump it out through his pivot and continue to farm it. I experienced the same thing when I started farming, and all the inputs got so expensive that I decided it's time to do something else with it. That's why I was looking for an NRCS program.
Stephen says several years ago, to participate in an NRCS program, a producer couldn't run a center pivot through a wetland.
I don't know, about 4 years ago, I got a card in the mail, and they were describing the wetland, and they were going to allow you to run your pivot through it now, so that's when I decided to get into it.
And what he got into is a mouthful. He enrolled in the Rainwater Basin Wetlands Reserve Enhancement Program. Landowners receive incentives to restore wetlands on their property in the Rainwater Basin Complex of South Central Nebraska. WREP restores and protects wetlands in fields under production by allowing center pivots to cross the rainwater basins. It's win-win. The program protects a wetland and allows the producer to farm the circle around it. It is a long-term solution. The Ogallala Aquifer Initiative offers a shorter-term solution, says Craig Derrickson, the NRCS state conservationist in Lincoln.
Now, through this Ogallala Initiative, those producers could get some cost-share assistance to restore or create a wetland, and they would continue to retain all of the management rights to that, but they could get the basic assistance to improve that wetland and allow it to contribute to aquifer recharge under the Ogallala Initiative.
Jerry Stevens says he's pleased he enrolled in the program several years ago. There's just one downside. He's not a big farmer. He only has 500 acres.
You hate to take 40 acres out of your 500 for a wetland, but that's just the way it is. Great-grandpa homesteaded that farm, and I'm sure 150 years ago he wasn't thinking about somebody trying to irrigate it or farm it. He was just probably looking at feed for his cattle.
Protecting the aquifer is vital. The Natural Resources Conservation Service has the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative and a couple other programs that can provide a landowner technical assistance and monetary incentives to rehab rainwater basins and playas in fields under production. Regardless which method is most appropriate, participation begins with the NRCS management planning process. Conservationists collect information about the land and then analyze what needs improvement. Then NRCS formulates a plan, perhaps also a Plan B and a Plan C. Those proposals are laid out for the producer to consider. Once a decision is made on how to proceed, a plan is implemented and over time is reevaluated. Because it's so thorough, it takes time. Sometimes a program's window of opportunity for sign-up is short, so it's important to start that planning process early by visiting the local NRCS office. Learn more about preserving wetlands to help the Ogallala Aquifer and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains, made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service of the USDA.